Lola O'Rate Dugba. She is the winter interim assistant coach for the TSU Tigers. Good morning, Lola.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I stayed up all night. O'Rate Dugba.
Yes.
O'Rate Dugba. O'Rate, Lola yes. O'Rate Dugba. What a beautiful name and everything.
Thank you.
How are you doing this morning?
It's a great morning. I can't complain. It's a pretty good morning. What about you?
Oh, it's good. Senior day. It's going to be a little misty today, but just talk about coming in and you and Kyle Burton, both of you working as interim assistant coaches, and just what that's been like to come in and take over, actually, your alma mater's tennis team.
Yeah, it's been nothing but rewarding. I don't know if there's a better word to describe it. It's interesting. It's challenging. It is a 24-hour job, I will tell you that. But it's wonderful getting to know the players, getting to meet them, and then ultimately cultivating them. So it's the task that we have, something that I take pretty passionately. I'm excited. I'm honored. And you're correct. Today is our senior day, so we are planning to go out with a bang. Our ladies did not make it to the conference. But our gentlemen are there starting next Friday.
Well, and getting you back, I understand, with a little assistance of some coach named John Robinson.
It's Gerald Robinson, yes.
Joe Robinson. I wrote down Joe Robinson, yes.
Gerald, yeah. So Gerald is actually my coach, 02 to 06. So, and he coached at TSU for 20-plus years. But yeah, he is actually mentoring us as well as Dr. Hamilton. So he's been super instrumental in making sure that I stay on top of my game. You know, when you coach, you don't want to have a one and done. The ultimate goal for me, at least, is to stay year over year and then just continue growing. So this year, I'm planning to just learn as much as I can and then take that hopefully for many, many years to come.
Yeah, drop off that interim assistant, right? Or an interim coach, rather.
And, that's the plan. Yeah. Absolutely. That's the plan.
Well, I mean, this is your first season coaching college. Now, we're going to talk about your pro career and what you've done the last 9 years with your own businesses and everything. But it's a different animal coaching, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And then it's not just the one, you know, because you can coach individually, you know, kiddos or even adults. But having a team relying on you is definitely, you know, you have to step your game up probably about 20 notches. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, but being a player, I guess you could, but, you know, because obviously you play professionally and everything. Those players, you've been through the experience of what they would like to ultimately, obviously, achieve to play professionally. You played all over the world. We'll get to that in a little while. But they can look at you and relate not only as the coach, not only someone who's come through the TSU tennis system, but also someone who's gone on after TSU and had success professionally playing tennis. That would get my attention if I were one of your players.
It has, but it's, I tell them it's not, unfortunately, it's not about me. So I get to share my story. I get to exhibit it sometimes when we're practicing. But that's the mental part of it. And our game is, you know, although it's very physical, mentally, it's probably 80 plus, mental. So, and I think that they all have those tools. So that's what I really, really, literally every day I tell them that I will get them on the court and then off the court and through life because mentally they have to be sound. So I can share my story, but with them we're creating stories. So it's a good thing to have somebody that's been through it because, you know, it's not someone just telling you anything. But then on the flip side of that, I want them to go through it if they so choose.
Lola O'Rate Dugba, Lola yes. O'Rate Dugba, yes, indeed, I've got it. What a beautiful last name. What is its origin?
It's Nigerian. My dad is Nigerian and my mother is American.
Okay. Lola O'Rate Dugba, it's a beautiful name. Are you from Richmond Heights, Missouri?
I am. It's a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, and I read you're the first African-American female from the era to play professionally, and this is really cool. Is Arthur Ashe grew up there? Is that right?
He did. He spent some of his childhood years there, learning the game of tennis on the tennis court there at my home, yes.
Well, and then you work with the mayor, the USTA, the ATA, and Tennis Legends, and dedicated a newly built park on the land where a young Arthur Ashe practiced, and to the legendary three-time Grand Slam winner, and just obviously what Arthur Ashe means to everybody now, the award that's named after him every year, such a coveted award, and his coach. So that's pretty cool. Tell me about how you got involved and you found it necessary to honor Arthur Ashe in this way.
I would say it's not me. I learned a lot from my mother. So my mother she plays a probably almost every part of making that happen. With me, it's just sharing the context. But my mother started me with tennis at the age of 7. Both my parents started at the age of 7, but she is actually from Richmond Heights. My grandparents from there as well. So she knows all of the African-American doctors, the history of the sports legends, the doctors, et cetera. So she and the mayor got together. I stood in on some of the meetings, but, you know, by me traveling, I'm not always there. But just connecting her to the USTA, it was important. That's what they wanted to do just because it's now a historical part of Missouri. So with me, just making sure that the date was there, that all the planning went through successfully. But the majority of that, I would definitely give that thanks to my mom, to the mayor of Richmond Heights, to the city of Richmond Heights, everyone that had hands in it, and also USTA Missouri, Midwest, and National. So, yeah, it's not just me. I'm one who doesn't mind giving credit where it's due. I do help when I can, but that's all of my mom and the team there in St. Louis.
Well, and also, I have just found out that Lola is short for what? Omalola?
It is, absolutely. Well,
that's even prettier, Omalola Ore-Dugba. I love that.
Yes.
Your professional career and the places that it took you and everything, that the doors that opened up for your business, that we'll talk about here in just a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me about your pro career.
So, career-wise, I wouldn't say I got to where I wanted to be. It was wonderful being able to play the best of the best. So and that's what you strive to do if it is your passion, and that's what I was able to do. So I have traveled everywhere. I've had some great results. My highest results are probably semifinals in Spain. So, but I've traveled all over Europe, Africa, wherever. But didn't make it to as far as I wanted to be, but I was able to do it for about 4.5 years. So it allowed me to do it, to experience the wins, the loss, the highs and the lows, and ultimately play out what I wanted to. That's where I wanted to be, and I did it. So I loved it, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, tell me about your company, a wellness company, training, conditioning, coaching mm-hmm. tennis and everything. Tell me about that.
I coach, so private lessons, most part. So I also work with the USTA with Rally Cats, so we'll do, you know, the kiddos. They'll have up to 20, 25 children where we'll coach them for weeks on end, just learning the game. They now have the red ball, the orange ball, and also, you know, when you get to that level, the green or yellow ball as it speaks. But just cultivating kiddos from the youngest to the oldest. So you have those that start 8 and below, you have 11 to 17 as well, and then you have adults that play. So I've coached those who want to go to the circuit, those who play in leagues here and in Missouri. On top of that, I also do training, so sports-specific training, mostly running, mostly endurance, and then I do meal plans week over week, just those who want to eat better without spending a bunch of money. So I cook for them. I you know, put together plans based on each individual's needs, and then I deliver them twice a week. So on top of the team, I do that, just making sure everybody's good. My goal is to make sure that everybody is mentally and physically fit and emotionally. It's something that we have to have to have wonderful lives. So that's what I do with my company.
Well, Lola, it's been amazing. You get to come back to your alma mater on top of everything else right now. That has to be a neat experience, just coming back and giving back to the school where you apparently got a degree.
Yes. It's been wonderful. The administration I was under at that time, and pretty much almost everyone is still there. So I've had that opportunity to kind of transform from the young child on campus playing to now being a peer with them, still learning from them, still lots and lots of respect for them because, again, they've done it for many years, both coaching and the administrative side. So it's rewarding. I get to, you know, step on campus and kind of see the great changes that have been made, the growth that has, you know, been a part of Tennessee State. And I'm hoping to take that even further.
Well, senior day today, Hadley Park, 3 o'clock for both the men and the women. So you want to send these seniors out in style today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've been discussing it all week. Yesterday we had a practice where we could kind of just speak about our season. We'll finish off today, of course, after the practice. But our seniors have been wonderful. They've actually been here all 4 years. Unfortunately, I only met them this semester, but they have both been super valued, mature, graduating with honors, both of them. I think they're 4.0, but they've been absolutely wonderful, both on the court and off the court. So today we are hoping for a win against Jacksonville State. So it's important for our men and women to play their best at our home and to finish the season very, very strong.
Well, Lola, continued success. If you want to be the coach, I hope you are. Let's call it that way. Lola Ore-Dugba, thank you for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, my dear. Same to you. Have a great day.